وسلام على عباده المصطفى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم One of the common characteristics you find, especially in Western societies, are that people are very preoccupied with how they appear to others. All the time in the back of people's minds, what is motivating a lot of human action, a lot of human dynamics, is perception. Right? Sometimes self-perception, but most often something which is extrinsic. How do other people perceive me? Sometimes one may say that it's no better born out than in the high school milieu. Right? Everyone wants to be in the in crowd. Everyone wants to be popular. Right? Everyone wants to be liked. And that's why people go through great measures, right? From the clothes they're making, the clothes that they wear, to how they make their hair, to even the people that they interact with. Right? Depending on, I mean, this is based upon how will this advance me the cause of being perceived as someone who is unique, distinctive, or quote-unquote cool. But the sad reality is, many people never grow up from the high school phase. Right? They spend their lives as perpetual high schoolers. All the time, they're just worried about, well, if I do this, then this person will say that. Or if this happens, then they'll think this. Right? Or, I wonder what he's thinking about me. Or, I wonder what she's thinking about me. All the time, worried about perception. If someone, quote-unquote, misrepresents us in front of someone else, we're the first to nail them to the cross, as they say. Right? How could you say that about me? Now they're going to think such and such about me. You're so worried, even if you don't do something wrong, right? Don't do something wrong, something which is embarrassing, right? You don't want anyone to know about it. I remember when we were growing up, we were youth, there would be these bazaars in the masjid, right? Which were like sort of these dating scenes almost. Became these dating scenes. So, you know, all the guys would come dressed to impress. Right? So one of them was trying to impress a young lady, and as she was coming up the stairs, he was trying to, you know, walk, and then he tripped and he just fell down the stairs. Right? So of course, the type of feeling that type of person has inside, that, man, I really crashed, right? There's no way I can make up for this, right? There's no words that I can do, or there's no actions that I can do that can sort of, you know, restore this perception of perfection or that I'm cool. Now she's going to think I'm a total loser. Right? I'm just a clumsy loser. If this is the case with other human beings, it would behoove one to contemplate how we look in the eyes of Allah. It would behoove one to look, to think about, contemplate about, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think about us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and He is with you wherever you are. Wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not with you in His that, in His own person, but with His sifat, in His ilm, He knows exactly what you're doing. He sees you and He sees exactly what you're doing. He hears you and He knows exactly whatever you're saying. Nothing escapes His knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. There's not a thing, neither in the heavens nor in the earth, except that escapes His notice. Everything is recorded. Everything is under constant taping. Now the person, that young man, who for example, tried to impress the opposite gender in high school, and he finds out that there was, you know, some saliva or some stain on his shirt, and then, you know, the young girls were laughing, and he felt so uncomfortable. It wasn't haram, right, to have ketchup on your shirt, right? There's nothing intrinsically bad about that. But that person becomes so preoccupied, he feels terrible. You go to work, right, and, you know, your boss asks you a question, and you say the wrong answer, and everyone starts laughing, right? Or you go to school, and you're walking down the hallways, and you mention something to someone else, and all your friends around you start laughing. You didn't do anything intrinsically evil, right? But you're so worried because it feels bad when other people don't like you. How do we translate that same worry about how we're perceived into how Allah Muslim perceives us? Right? We are worried when, even when we don't do something bad, if someone doesn't like it, we are ready to take tremendous changes in our life to make sure. And if we actually do mess up, then you want to patch up, right? Then the person sits at night, I wonder how I'm going to make up for that, right? I wonder how I'm going to make up for that. And then he's making all these plans. Maybe if I say these words, then they'll think that the reason I did this was actually this, right? Or they think that, okay, no, I got a plan, you know. I'm going to act like such and such, and so they're going to think such and such, and I'm going to, you know, recover that loss of perfection that exists within us. The fact of the matter is we're also imperfect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not worried about it. Alright, let's put that concept aside. I don't know if anyone here has ever had to give an interview. When you have to give an interview and it's actually being taped, or you're making some type of recording for somebody, then you're very particular about everything that comes out of your mouth. Right? Because other people are going to hear it. You're going to be judged. Right? What are people... You don't want to put forward something which is a faulty product. Right? Similarly, if you're going to have a TV interview, you're going to go to some type of, you know, in front of the jury or something, then people make sure they're dressed properly. Everything's done to the T. Right? And they're wondering, you know, I want to look my best. You know, if there's class photos, who comes to their class photo that, you know, dressed in like grunge? Everyone wants to make sure that they're wearing the best clothes because they say this is how it'll be remembered. This is how it'll be perceived. Right? And the funny thing is, you know, if you're to record many of the things that we say in our homes, or to record many of the things that we do in our homes, right? When no one is watching us and we're to, you know, play it in front of others, then we feel embarrassed to even come out in front of anyone. Right? We couldn't say salam to each other in the masjid. Right? We would be that embarrassed. We would literally be that embarrassed. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifa of satari that He covers our true beings so that we can even look at each other. Right? That you can look at someone in the eye and say assalamu alaikum and you don't feel, you know, shy about it. Right? Because we're actually laughing of what our internal state is. We're actually laughing. We see so many things. You know, someone calls up on the phone and they're like, you know, you're in the back, the phone is ringing, you're like, oh my god, I can't have time to talk to them. Right? And you just find out that person, you know, the kid had picked up the phone and it was on speakerphone and they heard you. You're like, oh man, how am I going to make up for that one? Right? So you're like, yeah, you know, I didn't want to take up so much. You know, then people start thinking about even lies to get them out of trouble. You didn't do anything haram. Right? When we mess up with Allah, right? Where is that iltija? Right? Where is that worry? Where is that fikr of perception? That perception has to be there. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Indeed, your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. When you see mirsad, I don't know if anyone's ever gone hunting, but a person who's hunting and he actually spots his prey, right? And then he cocks his gun and he takes close aim. And for a few seconds, his mind, his body, and soul become one with the prey. All his attention is going to be for the strike. Right? And in that moment, and then, the shot is fired. That right before that fire, that intensity of focus is mirsad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that intensity of focus on everything we do. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, right? If we live a sinful life, then how can we sin? Someone's watching. Many of us do sins that if someone else were to walk in the room, we would crumble in embarrassment. But if Allah is watching us, right? Allah is watching us in that very moment, then how can we sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is He really that little in our eyes that we feel comfortable sinning? We don't feel comfortable sinning in front of people, we will sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person, for whatever reason, is leading a quote-unquote sinless life, right? Then, you know, a person can think that, am I leading a life that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was looking at him, that he'd be proud of me, or would I be embarrassed? We give multiple examples when people don't do something wrong per se, but they do something which is embarrassing, something that is not up to standard, right? Something that's not classy. And everyone wants to be classy. Everyone wants to be cool. So when we do things which are uncool to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we would call in classical classical thinking, we don't have adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we do. When a person walks into the room, then we, you know, we put our feet in and then we act nicely. When we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart is somewhere else, right? When we're praying at home, we wear whatever comes to our hand. You know, don't we dress up to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This type of fikr, right? That if we care this much about people, we need to care this much about Allah. It needs to come into our lives. It is a transformative experience. It is a transformative fikr. Or contemplation that when it comes into one's life, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have this, Allahu nadhirun ilayya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Every single movement, every single word that I say is being recorded, right? Then a person starts to become very careful. Then it becomes easier to guard your gaze. It becomes easier to watch what you're seeing. It becomes easier not to do ghibah. It becomes easier to have ikhlas in your actions. No, many of the things that we do, actually do or say, if they were manifest, even though they were not wrong, we would be embarrassed about. Imagine what's actually going on inside. Right? When someone sees someone else's wife, and there's a tamanna in his heart for his wife, right? And there's our Muslim brother, for God's sake, that tamanna comes, right? And then we hide it. Right? That you can hide that from people, right? But you can't hide it from Allah. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْعَيُّنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ in that which the heart, which your bosoms hide. That which is hidden within the chest is known to Allah. Right? All these embarrassing things that we think about in our mind is completely manifest. Right? It's like an open book. When I was authoring or editing a book for a medical company in Dallas, I went over that manuscript time and time and time and time again because I wanted to make sure there's no mistakes in there. If there's any mistake, then I would be extremely, extremely, you know, I was worried because, you know, I'm putting out a product, right? You don't even want, even if there's a period where there should be no period, or there's a comma where there should be no comma, or colon where there should be no colon, or there's an apostrophe S when, nomenclature requires no apostrophe S, or if something is against the, you know, APA writing style even, right? Or if you have a miscategorization according to some different classification, just so worried because you want that to be perfect. Because your name is on the book. Right? The fact of the matter is all of us are not writers in the sense of writing a book. But we are writing a book, you know, in abstract terms. It's a book of deeds. Right? And your stamp is on there. Right? By Ahmad. By Fatima. By Aisha. Right? And that book will be handed for you to read. Right? And when we're handed it, right, is it going to be a rated X book? Right? Is it going to be a comedy? Right? Is it going to be a horror story? Is it going to be a mystery? Is it going to be a bunch of gibberish? Right? Or is it going to be like a person opens and it looks like you're reading the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ? It looks like a page out of Bukhari. That's what we want. We want our, like the lady who her entire life she spent speaking only the Qur'an. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands her a book, ha أُمُخْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ, and she's showing other people, right, by Fulan Fulan, and she opens up and that book is just Qur'an, just Qur'an, just Qur'an. So the take-home message is becoming aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. Every single thing we see, every single thing we do, nothing escapes Him. He is with us wherever we are, in the darkness of the ebony night or in the full light of day. He's fully aware. There's no hiding. Right? And if that is the case, and we worry so much about how we appear to people and how we appear in society, then we should worry ever more about how we appear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are mukarram, respected and honored in His eyes, and bless us with taqwa in our lives. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. So as we do every week, we'll spend a few moments, or I should say several minutes in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll recite a surah.